If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger. InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Last night, AEW Dynamite. We are building towards Wembley. And actually, as of right now, we've got 7 Wembley matches announced thus far, including a casino gauntlet match for a world championship match. By my count, I could be wrong about this, we currently have 4 outstanding title shots that have not been cashed in, and we're going to have another one here. So we'll talk about that here today, as well as the latest on a lot of different situations. Britt Baker returns next week after her storyline and real-life suspension. She's promised to go after Mercedes Moné. Mercedes did her greatest promo ever on social media. We'll tell you about that here today. And all of the other news. Yesterday we had the latest on Vince McMahon. Today there is more, and this involves Peak Wellness and this Dr. Carlin Kolker, which is an amazing name. He has responded to Grant's petition. So we're going to tell you about that. Brian Danielson talks about Will Ospreay. And I could talk about Daniel Bryan talking about Brian Danielson talking about Will Ospreay. The latest on the G1. I have now officially watched one match, and it was great. And we've also got what Scott D'Amore is up to now. Certainly not what I expected, but hey, he's got a new project. All of that plus the Dynamite report and more. Should have time for questions today. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Did I mention that Mercedes did the greatest promo of her entire life and it was on social media?
That's what you just said before the break, yeah.
Somebody posted it on the board. I was absolutely dying. I have said forever that the biggest problem with Mercedes is that she is a horrible, horrible babyface, okay? The worst. Well, especially her promos, because she has a way of delivery where every promo sounds like a heel promo, even if she's cutting a babyface promo. So I've always said she's a great heel. And this promo that she cut, where she's just like all upset at people on the internet for being angry that she was wearing high heels during the debut of Camille, telling people to go outside and touch grass. Of course I'm going to wear high heels. I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm a model. I was dying. I was absolutely dying at this promo.
How long was this promo?
I don't know if it was longer, but the portion that was on our board was like a minute 40. And it seemed like there was more to it, but it just like ended. So I don't know if like she just ended it there, which actually would be kind of funny. But it was a fabulous, fabulous promo. And we won't see it on television.
Mercedes cuts the best 30-second heel promo. She did that in the lead-up to the match with Stephanie Vacker and CMLL. I thought she is great if they're short. And last night was a good example, I thought, on Dynamite, where cut it off. It does not have to be that long. She does not need that much time. There's better ways to fill it. The shorter her promos, to me, the more effective they are. She could spend the rest of the segment just dancing around while Camille tries to cut a promo or something like that. But the less she talks, actually, the better it is and the more effective I think it is.
All right, here's the latest on this Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant, WWE, John Laurinaitis. She recently filed a petition in Connecticut court to obtain medical records related to her treatment at Peak Wellness by Dr. Carlin Colker, which she alleges were arranged by McMahon. Attorneys for Kolker and Peak Wellness have since filed an official complaint in response to her petition, alleging it is part of a smear campaign related to her lawsuit against McMahon, WWE, and Laurinaitis. The complaint asks that Grant, quote, provide information concerning her activities in intentionally fostering patent lies and material misstatements related to her treatment at the clinic, and that this information could potentially be used in legal action against her. Plaintiffs believe that this information shall provide ample basis for claims by plaintiffs against Grant for, among other things, defamation, interference with business relations, negligent and intentional infliction of emotional distress to Dr. Kolker. The complaint continues to deny any wrongdoing concerning her treatment. It says Grant's claim that Dr. Kolker or any of the staff at Peak Wellness ever intentionally withheld any information from her regarding her care is recklessly and harmfully false. Grant's suggestion that Dr. Kolker or any of the staff at Peak Wellness ever surreptitiously avoided and or refused to explain any of the substances, dosages, or purpose of the vitamins Grant has provided is recklessly and harmfully false. Grant's claim that Dr. Kolker gave her, quote, pushback simply because she inquired as to the specifics of what vitamins she was provided is recklessly and harmfully false. And Grant's suggestion that Dr. Kolker or any of the staff at Peak Wellness ever surreptitiously avoided and or refused to explain any of the substances, dosages, or purposes of the IV fluids Ms. Grant was provided is recklessly and harmfully false. And where is the claim here? There's a lot of words here. But in sum, Grant's claim that Dr. Kolker and the staff at Peak Wellness might have ever in any way been involved as civil conspirators in her pending claims against McMahon and the WWE, to further imply Dr. Kolker and the staff at Peak Wellness would or could have ever engaged in falsifying business records, racketeer influence, etc. They're basically claiming that she has cost Dr. Kolker and Peak Wellness millions of dollars. I'm trying to find the exact amount because Dave said it yesterday. I almost fell out of my chair. Where is it here? I don't even know if it's in...
to see how they got to that amount.
Well, they're claiming that all of the press, which, as he noted, the vast majority of the press has been on wrestling websites. But he claims that all of this press has cost him and the company millions of dollars.
Because the name of the company nor the doctor were not identified in this. This is stuff that people have pieced together. So
no, I think she mentioned Carlin Kolker. I'm pretty sure I remember that name. And Peak Wellness. Those were both named. So anyway, that's the latest
on
that.
They may have been named later, but I did see that in response to post-wrestling Ann Callis, Grant's attorney said that the court sided with Janelle and against McMahon in confirming she was within her right to seek her own medical records and data from Dr. Carlin Kolker of Peak Wellness. It is perplexing, but on brand to file an attack against a woman formerly in his care. So probably going to be a lot more of this.
Well, actually, here's the thing. This is what we're going to hear a lot more about, because the McMahon side, they didn't even want her to be able to get these records because they said the case is on stay or whatever the term is. And the court ruled, well, no, this is a separate thing. So therefore, she can request these records. Well, now they've come back and they've filed a complaint against her, which is now a separate thing from the McMahon case. So there's a very good chance that we're going to be hearing about this regularly, because this apparently is not part of the other lawsuit. So we may be hearing about this every week from here on out.
That's probably what the McMahon side would want you to do as well, too, because that's, you know, whether it's indirect or direct, it's a head of his attack, somebody that has spoken about being, or at least has been spoken in terms of being incredibly loyal to Vince McMahon. And we don't know how deep that relationship goes. I'm sure there are people that are working on that story in the mainstream that are checking on that. So it is going to be something that I'm sure the McMahon side would want to bring up, because again, he's already saying now this is a smear campaign against the doctor and firing back this hard. Anything that the McMahon side can do to damage Grant in any possible way is going to be, in their eyes, beneficial to them. Whether it is in the judicial sense or not, we'll find out.
Brian Danielson is even more impressed with Will Ospreay than he was before. They met in their first time ever dream match at Dynasty. And he was on TalkSport, and he said, "You see how good Will Ospreay is, right? You see it when you watch him, and then you wrestle him, and he's more incredible than you think. When I was wrestling him, I was like, oh my gosh, how is it possible? I didn't know he was going to be that good at interviews. He's really good at every aspect of wrestling." And you know, this Will Ospreay, as a fan, you watch him, and it's like, holy smokes, this guy's like something else. And I have actually talked to many people who have wrestled Will Ospreay, and they have all said exactly what Brian Danielson has said, which is, man, whatever you think, this guy, he's like, he's the real deal. Absolutely incredible. So, you know, people say that about Randy Orton as well, but, you know, people don't like to hear that one. But everybody that wrestles Randy Orton pretty much says the exact same thing. Like, he's the absolute greatest. He's the best. I mean, raving about that guy. And they do the same thing with Will Ospreay, even though they work absolutely completely different styles. So there you go.
Funny who the workers like, especially the workers who have been in the ring with the person that they're talking about. And Randy Orton and Will Ospreay, yeah, in two completely diverse ways, the same response.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. We'll look at some of these questions here in a minute. First off, Zack Sabre Jr., now leading the A block in the G1. Yesterday's results, Shingo beat Evil. Zack Sabre Jr. beat Gabe Kidd. Jake Lee beat Shota Umino. Great O'Khan beat Sonata, and Naito beat Callum Newman. So now we've got Zach leading with 12 points. Evil has 10. Naito has 10. Sonata, Takagi, Great O'Khan, Jake Lee all have 8. Gabe Kidd and Shota Umino have 6. And poor Callum Newman, this poor bloke, he's got 4. And then for the B block, Jeff Cobb leading with 10. David Finley's got 8, along with Takeshita, Ren Narita, Goto, Yota Tsuji. And then with 6 points, we got Hanare and Yuya Uemura. Bolton Oleg, Oleg Bolton, has got 4 points, and El Phantasmo has 4. Yes, I did watch one match, Takeshita and El Phantasmo. It was awesome. It was like a 12 on the granny scale.
How'd you wind up on that one? Why that particular match?
Because everyone said it was fantastic, so I watched it.
Okay. All right.
And it was. Did you hear the Observer show last night?
Yes.
They're trying to argue about who's a babyface and a heel now in New Japan. He's trying to tell me that El Phantasmo isn't a babyface, as he's doing a total babyface match and babyface comebacks, and the announcers are talking about it's his fans and his building. I'm like, what? He's a total babyface. I've seen El Phantasmo as a heel. He's not a heel right now. Then he tells me there's no babyface and heels in the tournament, and then later he starts going over the standings. He's like, yeah, well, you know, Evil's a heel. Yeah, he's definitely a heel. Zack Sabre Jr., he's a heel. Yeah. He starts going over all these heels.
Well.
El Phantasmo is a babyface. He was a total babyface in this match, and he was incredible. I can't decide if he's a better babyface or a heel, to be honest with you. Because, man, I'll never forget that. What show was it? As I never forget it, I can't remember. But there was like a New Japan show in at the where Defy runs, and
Seattle.
Phantasmo, you know, I'm always watching these babyface fan or these heel Phantasmo matches. And then he came out, and God, who was he going to wrestle? It's like a New Japan. It was like a New Japan strong taping or something like that. But he's going to face this other guy who's a heel, and he comes out, and I can't say what he said because it involves profanity. But he's talking about how, you know, Tacoma is a hole, but it's my hole, and the place goes nuts for this guy. So he was going to play babyface because the other guy was a heel.
Did he say it like Naya?
He did the best job as a babyface. I mean, it was the most heated match of the night. They were just going nuts for this guy. And you know, I don't know, man. He's amazing. This El Phantasmo. Not bad
at
all.
And I hate to make him an old, but he ain't getting any younger.
He is old. He's 37.
I know. And he's worked the style where, you know, hey, you never know, but I would have liked to have seen him. I don't know if he figures into the cards now, but I would have liked to have seen him have a bigger role. You know, it's one of the problems with New Japan, problem with a lot of places, their tag team division and not being very creative with it over time. And yeah, he had his little team with Hikuleo for a while, and he was tied into GOD and all that sort of stuff, but he's one of those guys, I look at him, I look at Jeff Cobb and go, have you really done what you could be doing with some of these guys on your roster? But that's the decision that they've chose.
Scott D'Amore has announced his next move. He will be reviving Maple Leaf Wrestling.
Frank Tunney?
And he will have two events in October at the St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario on October 19th and on Sunday, October 20th. Both of these will air as pay-per-views on Triller. And the lineup thus far...
Did he take TNA's building away from them?
He's got the former Jinder Mahal, Josh Alexander, Giselle Shaw, Kushida, Alex Zane, Kevin Knight, Jake Something, Kylie Rae, and Trevor Lee, all scheduled to appear.
That is not a bad lineup to start with at all.
No. So he says, I'm excited to be a part of what will showcase the absolute best Canadian wrestling has to offer. The resurrection of Maple Leaf Wrestling for future generations. Follow it. It's going to be big. So there you go. Maple Leaf Wrestling.
I wonder if he's going to bring back a Billy Red Lions sort of character. I wonder if he will be the Billy Red Lions of the show and be the announcer there.
Well, I mean, he might. He knocks about legends of Maple Leaf Wrestling. Lou Thesz, Bruno Sammartino, Ric Flair and Andre the Giant, and Roddy Piper, all dead, so they cannot be involved.
Wait, and all I would none of them, I would say, would be legends of Maple Leaf Wrestling. Maybe Andre coming in. Where's
Well, Maple Billy Leaf Wrestling it? Hosted a Who's Who, he said. They're legends who worked
Flair,
Maple Leaf Wrestling.
Ricky Steamboat, The Sheik.
Ricky's around.
Ricky's fantastic.
Although
I don't know about on commentary, though.
Yeah,
I
that was
Ricky
really
Steamboat.
Weird. They announced that he was going to be special guest at ringside, and instead he just did commentary.
I mean, technically, I guess he was at ringside.
He was not really very good on commentary. God bless the guy. He had no idea who Swerve was. They had that awkward moment where he goes,
"No,
guy is going to face at Wembley, that guy." They had to jump in and say, "Swerve Strickland at Wembley." So that was kind of sad.
And how many times amongst all of the announcers, especially as the thing got started, did everyone reiterate that Jeff Jarrett is getting Bryan Danielson into the mode he needs to be in to go into all of it? It was like, you have force-fed this thing way, way, way too much, especially when the man's getting hit with popcorn.
All right. Well, let's check the... I just saw the most absolutely ironic post I've ever seen in my life on the chat here. Yeah. Lenny said, "In my years, I've learned folks don't like having pushback on what they want others to go along with." Is that right, Lenny? Is that right? Wow.
What is going on?
Incredible, an incredible irony, that
what
sentence by Lenny.
What brought this on?
Well, he had a couple correct takes, which caught everybody off guard. He said the Phantasmo match was really good. All right. This person says, "How long do you predict Bryan Danielson will hold the world title?" You know, this is a very interesting question. It's a very interesting question. Because, as usual with AEW, these stories are somewhat vague. Okay? So, Bryan Danielson officially has only stated that he will no longer be a full-time wrestler. But they're playing it up like we're nearing the end of his career. Even though we're not nearing the end of his career. He's never said we're nearing the end of his career. He's always said he wants to wrestle till he's like 70 or whatever. But they're playing it up like this is near the end. So there's never been an end date for Bryan Danielson. The end date has only been, after this year, I won't be working full-time. I promised my daughter. So then it was totally bizarre. I can't remember who it was on the show last night, but somebody was talking about, it might have been Jim Ross, actually, in that interview with Swerve. Or maybe it was Swerve, it was somebody, and they go, "Bryan Danielson is," I think it was Jim Ross, he goes, "Bryan Danielson, he's indicating that he's done at Wembley. Win, lose, or draw." I was like, what? What? When has it ever been that if Bryan Danielson, like his last match is at Wembley? That's never been the story. And then Swerve like confirmed that. Like, yep. Looks like that's going to be the end for him. I was like, can we all get on the same page with, like, what's going on here? What is happening? My presumption as a fan is that if he wins the title, he's going to defend it until he loses it. That was what I figured. Now they're playing it up like he could win it and then vacate it? So I don't know what's going on. But my presumption is he's going to win it and he's going to defend it for a few months. I mean, maybe he could drop it to Darby. Maybe he could drop it to somebody in Tacoma. Maybe he'll hold it till World's End. I don't know, but they certainly have not made it clear, like, what the heck's going on with Bryan Danielson. So, I don't know.
The only thing I know is Jeff Jarrett got him ready. Jeff Jarrett got him ready for All In. Got him ready.
I don't think he got him ready, but...
Got him in the right mindset. He had to be in the right mindset, Brian. He's going into a fight. Had to be in the right mindset. Jeff Jarrett was there to provide the proper mindset. And then get beaten up in an interview afterwards that I still haven't seen yet.
That's right. They had an off-air... that was another amazing irony. An amazing irony. So do you remember when Liv first kissed Dom? Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it was off air. They missed their cue.
Yes.
They missed their time cue. And we have a mutual friend who was trying to insist to us they didn't miss their cue. This was done so that people would go on social media afterwards.
Drive them
like,
to social media.
Brother, that's not what happened. They missed their cue. Okay. So this person insists. No, it was okay. So then, you know, a couple weeks later, he sends us another message. He goes, you know, this Lee fitting is great, but he's missed his cue at the end of the show a couple times. I was like, oh, is that right? Because I thought you told us it wasn't a missed cue. And then AEW does a brawl after the show goes off the air to direct people to social media. And this person goes, they really should do this stuff on the air. It'd be a lot better than directing people to social media. Oh, my God. This is incredible. An incredible series of messages. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Oh, man, you had to respond to that zinger right before we got back.
I always do. Yeah, social media is so painfully overrated.
It is.
And everyone agrees with it except people who run social media accounts. They'll tell you that it's very, very important.
Well, if they're making money, I guess I could see it. But yeah. No. Even if you're making money off of it, I mean...
The thing is, like, people that live on social media say it's very important, but most people don't live on social media. You know, I actually... let me see if I can find this here. I saw a study, okay?
Yeah?
Let's see if I can find it here. It was about the number of bots on social media in 2024.
Now, did Tony give this to you?
No. It was actually a friend of mine who owns a... some sort of company that does stuff like that. He has nothing to do with wrestling. He knows absolutely nothing about wrestling. But we were eating dinner the other day, and he was talking about AI and social media. And he goes, "You realize how many bots there are on social media?" I said, "Well, I know there's a lot." And he goes, "Last year," and he gave me the study. I don't have it in front of me, but anyway, it was like this year, 2024. Like, it's like. I think it was 49. It's either 49 or 51% of all internet traffic right now, bots. 49 to 51% of all traffic in 2024 on the internet, bots.
I believe.
Okay.
It.
So, and this, by the way, and I didn't remember the other stats, but like it was doing the year over year. And 2023, I mean, it was like 40%. And 2022, it was like, you know, 31% or something. But it's like, it's incredible.
You gotta have those.
If you ever
go,
like when I was on normal Twitter, you know, I could post the numbers and you could scroll through all of the responses and guaranteed half of them were bots. I mean, you could just read them. I mean, you could read them and see these are not actually real people with these responses. So, you know, everyone's posting this stuff for these bots.
Brian, how can you, you know, hype up your social media numbers? You know, that's where all the likes come from. You're hearing about all those Chinese and Indian social media farms where it just ratchets up people's YouTube numbers and all that sort of nonsense. I mean, I guess this is nothing new. It just continues to grow and... I guess all the problems that AI continuing to develop and morph and, you know, mutate into different things, that obviously does not help matters. You know, people, again, it goes back, there were a lot of people, into an old man thing we complained about, maybe it was last week, about media literacy and people not having that. And do you think it's going to get any better, especially those people now growing up where, again... Who knows what they're actually taking in and how much of it is actually, you know, pure and true.
Anyway, one guy on here was like making fun of me for, you know, having a subscriber X. Mm. And hey, you know what? You know what I get on subscriber X?
What's that?
Besides money, I get to interact with real human beings. Okay.
And they
none
get
of
to
there's not one
Mr. Krabs come to life.
There is not one subscriber on X who is a bot. Unless bots all of a sudden have $4.99 a month, in which case, you know, I hope there's a lot more bots. But they're all real people. On the, you know, the Twitch chat here, you know, the thing with the Twitch chat, unlike the YouTube chat, because the YouTube chat is free, I know that anybody who is an idiot on the Twitch chat is a shoot idiot, because they're not a bot. Whereas on the YouTube chat, you know, the vast majority are probably bots, so, you know, someone says something stupid, I can't get mad about it, it's a robot. But, you know, I know all of these people on Twitch, because they're paying right now, are all real people. So I don't mind interacting with real people. And, you know, as much as people got mad about on Twitter when they changed the blue check mark, like it went from you were verified by Twitter to, okay, well, you know, you can pay for it now. You know, I don't think that was the best way to do things. But you do know that because you had to pay for that blue check mark, if I go to my normal Twitter, I can just hit the thing at the top that says verified. And every comment down there I know is a real person because they paid. So, I mean, from that perspective, it's kind of, you know, somewhat valuable. But anyway,
I've always been amazed by the people on YouTube. Like, every once in a while, like, somebody will, like, pay money to insult you. And, like, Brian's a dork, and it'll be highlighted. And it's like, wait a second, you just paid five bucks.
I actually had a guy, that. I had a guy who he pays for YouTube, and he also paid to be a super follower on Twitter just so he could troll me. He paid. $15 a month, I think it came out to, that he was paying.
I'll take that all day
just
long.
To troll me. So... But I actually did block him. I didn't need his $4.99. I think he thought because he paid $4.99, he could just have free reign to be an idiot. But I blocked him, so I'm pretty sure he quit. I hope he didn't. I hope he's blocked and still paying. He'll really put one over on me then.
Gotcha.
So anyway, opened up with MJF and Kyle Fletcher. Non-title match, because they love to do that. And MJF won. Match was just fantastic. I mean, Kyle Fletcher is incredible. MJF is incredible. They had an incredible match. And it was the opening segment, and there were no commercial breaks. So I expect this to do the best number on the show, which actually plays into a lot of stories recently, but it should do very, very well. Mm. And then afterwards, MJF hit Kyle with the diamond ring. Ospreay ran down to make the save. And Kyle's selling like he's dead because he got hit with a ring. And Don Callis is screaming, "Where were you?" At Will.
So stupid.
Horrible man.
I hope this actually has some sort of really good payoff. The screwdriver will never. It's so stupid. It's a stupid weapon to have. But this whole thing with Callis and Ospreay and now Fletcher, I hope there's a great payoff to it.
Then we had Mariah May and Viva Van. Now, granted, there were a lot of travel issues, and so a lot of people couldn't get to the show. This was advertised in advance. But my point is, for whatever reason, I mean, this went through a commercial break. I don't have any earthly idea why it had to.
No.
It was just a long, long, long Mariah May squash. And I guess I'll have to put up with it. Mariah May is not that over unless Toni Storm is there. I mean, she came out. There wasn't a lot of heat for this match. There was a light, "We want Tony, no we don't" chant. And they're just watching it. And then finally, she wins. And then she gets a gift, which is a picture of Tony hugging Mariah. And it says, "Die, Mariah, die" in the back. And then Tony hits the ring. And once Tony came out, this place goes nuts. They're absolutely, totally into Toni Storm. They love her. They want to see her kill Mariah, and it'll be interesting to see the aftermath of Wembley once these two are no longer together, what they do with
never,
Mariah.
They never, ever should have let them throw hands with each other. They have done this since Mariah put one on her. From that point on, she should have been scurrying away, running away, doing something where Tony is being held back, and then she slaps her or something like that. That has not... I don't think that's helped the proceedings either, because we've already seen Tony get hands on her. Not all of the revenge, but the fact that they could have played this out over more time. I don't know. I think they may have slipped up there.
We had the bizarre Jack Perry promo where Taco Bell all of a sudden was in the middle of it. That was weird.
$7.
Yeah. And they just came back and he finished his promo. It was nice of him to wait. That's probably why he destroyed all those TVs. He was angry.
How much is it worth to you? $7 at Taco Bell. Perfect.
Shibata beat the Bad Apple with a flying armbar. Mm. And then Jericho and Big Bill hit the ring. They go after Shibata. The fans chant, "We want Hook." And there he is. He came out and he sent the heels packing. Still 2-on-3. So we'll see if Samoa Joe can make it back in time for Wembley.
Better armbar, Shibata or Kendall Gray?
I don't know, man. It's a toss-up.
It's pretty good.
Hangman promo with Renee. This was so bizarre. Renee goes, Hangman, you know, you came back and you lost. And you lost again and you lost again. I'm doing a lot of losing lately. And his response is, there's one man I want, and all of these other idiots keep getting in the way. It's like, wow. I don't think that needed to be on television. I don't think we need to remind people Hangman is a loser, and he had no comeback to it. We had a Jim Ross interview with Swerve, which was, Jim Ross has had a rough time, and he is in rough shape, but he still is Jim Ross, and I thought he did a good interview. I thought he asked good questions, and Swerve had good answers. But I, you know, a lot of people were talking about how, man, I don't know. Don't know if Jim Ross needs to be on television. But basically, Swerve says he not only can he beat Bryan Danielson at Wembley, he will.
There's a place for Jim Ross to be on television, especially for situations like that. I'll never slander or say anything about Jim Ross. Got the card right here. Always love Jim Ross. Do not put people in the recycling bin in wrestling. They've done it for too long. There can be a place for everybody, not to maybe announce matches as he has with the main events. Maybe that's over with, but there's always a place for somebody like that.
Then we had Orange Cassidy and FTR versus Roosh, Roderick Strong, and Beast Mortos. And Roosh got pinned. I was not expecting that, nor would I have done that. But they did. And then, dude, I could talk for hours. What is happening with the Acclaimed? They hit the music. Max comes out. He gets his mic to do his deal. Mic doesn't work. It's just silence. And then Dak says, well, looks like the mic people don't want to hear you rap. And, you know, I'm not really that good at promo, so let's just fight. It's like, what is happening here? And they have a brawl. Security breaks it up. This was just, whatever this 4D chess is, it sucks.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
They're just firing shots into their foot with both of those teams and the whole division.
Christian the Patriarchy announced Bang Bang versus House of Black. Saturday, Christian will be the referee, and the winner gets a shot at Wembley.
Is so, Shayna one of the champions?
He gave the belt to her instead of Luchasaurus to make him mad. Camille beat Jasmine Howe and Clara Carter. Just killed him. And then Mercedes comes out for a promo, and she says that Britt is still suspended. But then Tony comes out. And he says, I have just heard. Here's another one. This drives me nuts. He comes out and he goes, Tony has overruled the Bucks. She's back next week.
Sure.
And she does a promo or whatever. And I'm just like, I this has to be the worst storyline like in AEW history of the Bucks. They're the EVPs, and they can make these terrible decisions. And for some reason, like 90% of the time, Tony just lets it go, even though it's a horrible thing and it's wrong. And then there's that 1 out of 10, Tony just goes, eh, I don't like that one. Not doing it. Overruling
you. Where is Chris Daniels?
It's like, he's in charge. The storyline doesn't make any sense at all.
Does anybody suspend MJF or fine him for hitting Paul Turner with a belt?
Hey, maybe the Bucks will do it, but Tony won't overrule it. Or maybe Tony will, but the Bucks will over... I just don't know what's going on. So anyway, Britt's back next week. She has vowed to get her hands on Mercedes. And then the main event, Danielson, Jeff Jarrett, no DQ. Jarrett was great here. Bryan beat him with an assisted flying knee with a chair. And then Swerve came out and cut a promo. He's going to be facing Wheeler Yuta next week with Bryan at ringside. He's going to give poor Wheeler always a punching bag. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So, yes, they did do an angle afterwards on social media. Jeff Jarrett was doing an interview, got attacked by Hangman. And then there was also a Tony Storm and Mariah brawl.
In the middle of the brawl.
You didn't need to see it. But the point is, it looks like it is Hangman Page versus Jeff Jarrett at Wembley.
I like it.
Which is not what I was expecting.
Not what I was expecting either, but I like it.
Claudio apparently is going to get that shot at Okada. I thought it was Okada and Hangman. But it'll be Claudio. Because
I like that too.
For those of you that are keeping track, the following individuals have guaranteed title shots in AEW. The Acclaimed have a guaranteed tag title shot.
Mm-hmm.
Pac has a guaranteed American title shot.
Yes.
Darby has a guaranteed TNT and world title shot.
Yes.
Claudio has a guaranteed continental title shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of the casino gauntlet match at Wembley has a world title shot. I think that's five now. I think we got five people with guaranteed title shots. And people complain about Money in the Bank? Really? Five? We have five guaranteed title shots just sitting around.
Well, the Beast
and Pac has vanished after getting his. He's just disappeared.
Well, he's been in Mexico. Maybe he hasn't come back from there quite yet. But the Beast Mortos defeated Mark Briscoe on national TV. Is he guaranteed?
Oh, yeah. I guess he's got a guaranteed. Yeah, Mortos has a.
You've got to protect him.
They haven't guaranteed that one.
They had to protect Roderick Strong, too.
All right, everybody, we're going to wrap it up. Back later on tonight, Brian and Vinny Show, AEW, NXT, and more. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.